You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rian.
Die net ons gesê van die man in sy boek. En toe sê hy, ons moet vir Devin Brough op die show kry. Die boek samen is Get Over It. Nou die over spel hulle OVA, of nie hulle nie, hy Ownership, Vision and Action. So just quickly, just for people that just tuning in now. So Devin had quite a rough life. And then it's drugs and it's prostitutes and it's booze and it's other nachute.
Everything, the full Monty.
Missing father and it's like everything.
Everything.
And then he went to rehab, he came out of there and then miraculously got involved in property. And this is now, what are we, turnover, you're saying a turnover of little under 700 million in just 24 months of operation.
Correct. In the worst market conditions in 2019, 2020.
So you're multimillionaire, are you?
In property, yes.
So you own a lot of property?
Own a lot of property.
Wow. Where?
Athol, Bryanston, Morningside, all close to Sandton CBD.
So you came from nothing. And now you own all of these properties.
And develop. So only develop luxury properties. And for the first 5 years post-rehab, I was selling properties and structuring land deals for some of the biggest developers.
Okay, so you need money to make money.
Correct.
So the moment you had money, you started buying property.
Correct.
And people tell you, don't buy property in South Africa. You're in for bad times.
I'm not going anywhere.
Hmm. Even though we have a parliament that was just burnt down by a hobo.
I think we have a country alive with opportunity, and the key is looking for that opportunity.
Hmm. How do we get to that point where we see the green grass?
I really think that mindset is everything. So when you learn to master your mindset, you learn to master your life. So if you want to see change in the world around you, you've got to change yourself. If you want to live a better life, you've got to become a better person. And again, we don't have control over many things. We don't have control over a taxi cutting in front of us, but we do have complete power of choice. And we can choose whether we allow that to upset us, whether it makes us angry, whether we wish them a blessing. So the internal locus of control is absolute. We can't change anything out there, but we have 100% control over ourselves and our mindset.
So let's start with the first one, the O, for ownership.
Absolutely. So I think the reason why a lot of us feel stuck is we're holding on to past traumas. A lot of us go through stuff in childhood, and we don't realize as an adult how that stuff affects us negatively. So whether that's abandonment, betrayal, rejection, abuse, or even mild disapproval. And a simple example, if you had parent figures who were emotionally unavailable, maybe you were raised by a single mom and she had to work so hard to try and make ends meet. So it was loving what she was doing, but you didn't have emotional availability. Now as an adult, you're going to attract an emotionally unavailable partner, because in essence, we tend to seek the pattern to repeat. So you've got to kind of break up with the patterns from the past in order to adopt a healthier mindset. And that's just an example with relationships. But if you've experienced abandonment or abuse or betrayal, sometimes we feel like we're undeserving, unworthy, and not enough. And you can't really craft a big vision if you inherently feel like you don't deserve it.
Mm. Now, there was a lot of truth right there in a few minutes. Right, the V, vision.
So a lot of people battle to get out of bed in the morning. They hit the snooze button. So the first thing they do in the morning is they break a promise to themselves. And the reason for this is you don't have a vision that's getting you excited about life. If you know where you're going, if you know not just what you want, but who do you want to become as a person, if you've got this vision that gets you excited, it's an internal motivating factor. You don't need to go look for motivation or inspiration out there. When you have this vision that ignites a fire within you, it becomes easier to take action. It becomes much easier to have discipline in doing what it is that you need to do.
Okay, so how do you get this focus? How do you know what you need to do?
Awareness is most of the job. So a lot of us walk around with our eyes closed. We're not really aware of ourselves, of what we want out of life. We're very aware of what we don't want. So when I ask people, what do you want? Very few people can actually give me that answer. You know what you don't want with absolute clarity, which is why you attract more of that into your life. So having a vision is going, who do I want to be? How do I want to feel? how do I want to serve, whether that's your family, your community, the world as a whole? Because I really believe our greatest purpose and the reason I wrote the book is to serve others. So our mess becomes our message that will help someone else who's still stuck.
Yeah, it's that is the great tragedy is I have no idea. What do you want? I have no idea. It looks shocking unless you think how that derails most people.
And it's very common. A lot of people just don't know what they want. So it's almost like being a boat on the ocean with no rudder and no sails. So you're going to go wherever the waves are going to take you. And that's frustrating if you're not moving in a certain direction. Think of a GPS. Your GPS is useless unless you put in a destination. So the same way, if you wake up every day and you're just repeating that day in, day out, you can't call that a life.
You know, I just want to throw this in here because this has been my philosophy for this year. It's just like up to me that people for some reason think they have so much time. I have years ahead of me. I can always fix this in 10 years. You know, I can fix this relationship next year. I can find I can go to Spain in 5 years. It's always something that'll happen in the future. There's no understanding that it's going to end.
Sure. And I think a lot of people wait until they're sick, they're lying on their deathbed, they have an accident. There's a moment of crisis that happens in a lot of people's lives for them to wake up and then go, what do I really want to get out of life? And I'm posing the statement saying, why wait? Why wait for a moment of crisis? You can use today to choose to become a different person because you're not obligated to be the same person you were even 5 minutes ago.
Just a weird question to you. Like, why do you think people don't focus on the end? Why do you think people don't go, it's going to end, so I have a certain amount of time to fix this, to have a good life, to go to Spain? Why do we keep on avoiding this word death?
See, I like your word that you used, avoidance, because I think the world is so filled with distraction. There's social media. There's so many ways to escape the present moment. So often we live in the past where we replaying memories, we're addicted to past emotions, and you've got to understand your brain just wants to keep you safe. And to keep you safe, it wants to keep you in what's familiar. So if you've only ever been depressed, or if you've only ever been miserable your whole life, your brain doesn't want you to be happy. So there's a lot of effort and work that goes into crafting a vision, taking action, taking ownership for your life. And I think a lot of people either don't have the awareness, or they'd rather play with distractions, because inherently as humans, we are lazy. And the stat is, when it comes to action, 10% will, 90% won't. And your listeners need to choose which side are they going to be on.
Amen. All right, so now I got the V, which is vision. Now we're on the A, which is action.
Sure, and action is really where rubber meets the road. So everybody has great ideas for a business, for something they want to birth into the world. I'm sure many people have a book that they would like to write. But what separates the haves from the have-nots is that critical A word, is taking action. And it's not about this huge breakthrough moment that happens in your life. It's about little by little, a little adds up to become a lot. And I'm not a very patient person. So when people say Rome wasn't built in a day, I say, sure, but I bet you they were laying bricks every hour. And it's just every day pushing that needle 1%.
And doing it now.
Absolutely. And then crafting discipline, habits, rituals, and routines that set you up for excellence.
Yeah. Okay. Leicester, the rest, I don't want to give away too much so people can go buy the book. Get over it, Devin Brough. Listen, thanks for the book, by the way.
Such a pleasure.
Looking forward to this read.
I'm looking forward to the feedback.
Yeah, definitely. So thank you so much for it. And success. Clearly, all these people at the airport can't be wrong. So gaan kry your book, Get Over It, Devin Brough. It's everywhere, hey?
Everywhere. And I've a little trick that I used is I made the first few chapters very short. So for somebody who's never read a self-help book, which is exactly the person who needs a breakthrough, people who are reading books, they generally have a good sense of awareness, but I made chapter 1 3 pages. Chapter 2 is 3 pages with exercises at the end of each chapter. So if you've never read a book and you spend 5 minutes on the first chapter, you actually feel like you're progressing and you're getting somewhere.
Yeah. Well, good for you, Devin Brough. Look at you. Well done. I'm looking forward to this book. Thanks for the chat. That was very refreshing.
Thank you for having me.
And enlightening.
Let's go.
Just the Drive Podcast. The comments you make.
Says it like it is.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.